The Burrito Radio Show is brought to you by 2B1 Entertainment.
Fantasy Travels. Oh, we declare to stay young, strong, and fresh. As the wind whistles along the shores of the hourglass. Hostile toward the beautiful and the ugly. Especially to the famous and the clueless. Longing to have what they have and lacking the intensity to get out of it. All we say is what we think we see, what we think we feel, what we think we hear. For the blind wants to stay here as the Ray-Bans darken their spirit, clashing with the ivory ghost, yielding to the seven heavens. Fantasy days. Ahead or behind? Travel to no time. Fox told aroma smells of vomit, shit, and battle rhymes. The boneyard right next door is filled with those who believe they can last longer than the creator. And dead grateful for the emotional tyranny and Jack and Mike's for a fee. Long stretch highways wrapped in time from horsepower to miles per hour to space endeavor. Alienated to the game is the poor man with no fame, definitely in the slow lane. Ball catching and microphone ripping and running faster for the value factor that has no master. Weak-minded slaves want space, for time, money, and space to relate to land on brickhead paradise, the fantasy travel to separate. Shun the ones who envision true creation. Time is the fantasy. But lost in the fantasy will not make you free. Believe there is no fee, and we can be set free to release. Not to the boneyard, which is dying hard. For still at night, and still at day. Yes. We all still play. To uplift the everlasting spirits. Imagine if we were invincible. Unlimited powers and unlimited abilities. No pain, no sadness, no guilt. And no worries. To handle a problem would be simple for us. Lying in stillness creates peace with the spirit. To be able to save and heal the world with the joy we have created. Think or believe that this is not true is madness, for it is. In order to be all powerful, one should forgive to release. Give to bring joy, and be certain the journey to the kingdom is definite, to uplift the everlasting spirits. Have you ever wondered how the pedicab industry got started? You know, the guys and gals that travel people around town? Well, purchase the book Pedicab Hearsay, available on Amazon.com, both electronic and hard copy. Get the stories today.
Hey, you guys, we're over here at Marcella June's Coffee Lounge. Our address is 8513 La Mesa Boulevard. We sell herbal medicine and coffee and tea, and we're working on a lot of community projects to get some massage therapy going in with all this. You can reach us at 619-504-9494. We're open Monday through Friday again. Please come on by. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Carol Wilson. I'm the owner of Fitness 360, a fitness boutique studio in Dallas, Texas, and you're listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
This is a 2B1 Energy, and we are beginning our little podcast here. I like to call it the Burrito Radio Show because pretty much anything that's inside this podcast is pretty much the same thing as a burrito. You can put anything in a burrito. So in the meantime, I put a song called We Get Irie on there. We Get Irie actually dates back to 2002. The very first true band I started with would be Abstract Logic. Abstract Logic was based out of UCSD. A bunch of students and musicians who were really, really fantastic people as well as musicians. And so we did some music up there, and one of the songs was We Get Irie. That's the recording from that would be at the Price Center at UCSD. So that was a live recording right there at the Price Center. The poem, the first one, Fantasy Travels, actually kind of dates back to that time period too. Got to remember, right after 2002, it was only about a year after 9/11. So it was during that school year, actually. So if you want to kind of peep game on that, a lot of emotions and things were coming out during that time period. A lot of things as far as questioning what everything all meant, from planes crashing into the central nervous system of apparently the world. If something happens in New York, apparently the whole world must come to a stop or something. I'm not really sure. But in the meantime, it's as if this poem, Fantasy Travels, kind of relates to, you know, we're not going to be here on this planet in our physical form forever. So what we do in our time period and time frame is have to remember what are we going to be remembered for. And if this earth is an illusion, according to some holistic practitioners, including myself, if this world is an illusion, how is this illusion going to be for your own spiritual gain, for your own spiritual being? Remember, our nervous system, our spine, our emotions, all are attached to this. And so it's not like we can just go off and committing like different types of crime and go off doing all this crazy stuff. No, it's not about that. It's really about what each one of us does with our breath of life, our breathing mechanism. Our breathing mechanism is very vital to how we actually live life. By properly breathing, you can actually bring quality thoughts and actually have what I call a well-balanced life. For those that don't breathe with quality or hyperventilating or who have trouble breathing, not to say that you don't think with quality all the time, but there's sometimes a defense mechanism that goes up. I used to have it, I know, because I didn't breathe so well when I was younger. But in the meantime, this is what the poem Fantasy Travel really deals with. Just not really questioning about the money portion, but really about the breathing portion, why we are here on this earth. I think that's very important to remember, the breathing. The other poem, To Uplift the Everlasting Spirits, also dates back to this time period of 2001, 2002, during this very emotional time period. Like I said, you got to remember, it was right after 9/11. And I remember that day, pretty much the whole world came to a freeze and it stopped. And so a lot of people were upset, mad, emotional. Some people were like, you know, ready and all gung-ho about, you know, terrorism. But then I remember that shortly after this 9/11 event, I spoke to a person in the Navy, and he says, "Man, terrorism is a concept. It's not a person." So he's like, "How can you defeat it?" And in my mindset, I kind of like looked at it. You know what? He has a point. That terrorism is a concept, not necessarily a person. So it can't really be defeated. It's like drugs, the same thing. It's a concept. It's not a person. So you can't defeat something that is a concept, which makes it more difficult all in all. So my point is that when we're uplifting each other, some people, like I said, think we can do it from using drugs or from crashing planes into, you know, and trying to uplift people that way. But realistically, it goes back to the breathing portion. The breathing portion is how we actually can uplift each other by breathing with quality, by using our energy and consolidating that energy through our breath. So as I speak, and then, you know, I'm losing my breath. So eventually, you know, you have to regain it back. And for some of us, we don't necessarily always do that in a proper time frame, in a proper situation, especially those that are very famous and always have to speak all the time or sing all the time or be out front. It's very difficult. So keep this in mind, that from here on out, we hope that each and every person that hears this, you know, really remembers, breathe in through your nose, hold it for a little bit, and breathe out really slow in order to regain your oxygen. Mm. And you want to do this in a meditative state, not necessarily in mid-conversation or with somebody. Or, you know, you want to be in a place where you're actually meditating. And as you're in your meditating position, you breathe in through your nose, hold it, and exhale slow as you can, and slow to the point where your stomach muscles and your diaphragm is actually hardening up on your last exhale before you inhale. And you do that a few times, and it helps expand your lungs. You really start clearing out a lot of things. You'll feel a change in actually a lot of your voice, as well as you'll feel a change in your inner being just by doing these kind of exercises. A person doesn't have to be a super athlete to do this. This is very simple to do. So this is 2B1 Energy giving you our podcast we call the Burrito Radio Show. Remember, we do a lot of things, so just be on the lookout for 2B1 Entertainment coming out and abroad. Respect on the oneness of Yahweh, which is the breath of life.
Hi, this is Terry from Amethyst Moon. We'd like to tell you we're still here and open for business. We're located at 8329 La Mesa Boulevard in La Mesa Village. We have some new store hours temporarily from 11 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday, and we hope to see you soon.
Having troubles with your electronic products, including your cell phone or maybe it's your laptop? Well, the Nerd Repair Center, located on El Cajon Boulevard, can help you out. Give them a call at 619-363-4210. They're located at 3829 El Cajon Boulevard. Their hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
One Love Symphony. Music and lyrics by 2B1 Energy. Recorded in 2002 on the campus of University of California, San Diego. Performed by Abstract Logic. Enjoy the music.